You're listening to WRUU-LP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings, community radio with global soul. Tonight on Contemporary Classics, I have back Martine Gendelman.
And Martine, in preparation for the show, you had a conversation with Liviu Mariescu. Why don't you share that with us now?
Hi, Liviu. Thank you so much for joining us in this show, paying homage to Larry Moss and to his music. Why don't you share with us your experiences? Early on, I was speaking with Dave about my own experiences at Maryland and my relationship with Larry Moss while I was there as his student. You were his student before I was there, before I met you in the 90s. I think it would be great to have someone else's take on his, you know, way as a teacher, on his music, and on his legacy.
I met Larry Moss in 1996 when I arrived at University of Maryland. I was 26 years old, coming from Cleveland State University, a young Romanian composer looking to build a career here in the U.S. Among the schools that I applied to was University of Maryland. Turns out that Larry was a good friend of my teacher at that time at Cleveland State, Ed London. And I was very fortunate to receive a generous scholarship. Larry was extraordinarily supportive of my music and began this long friendship with him. I was in Maryland for 3 years, but over the years we kept in touch. In fact, I saw him a couple of times in LA after I graduated. So Larry played a major role, a very important role in my growth as a human being, as a composer, as a musician. We spent hours and hours talking about music. We went to many concerts in DC in the late 90s. My lessons with him were fascinating. He had this way of teaching that was not judgmental. He was asking questions. He always wondered if there's a better way of writing a short passage or working on a segment of music. He was not particularly strict, and that worked well with me. Never really gave me deadlines. I think he suggested at times that I should have more of an organized, logical, straightforward, tight system of composing and keep up with the work, but he was very, very supportive no matter what I did, and that really helped me a lot, because I was at a time in the late 90s when I was exploring new ideas, and it felt really great to work, you know, freely, to be liberated from constraints. I remember his lessons were really fun. He would make coffee. I think he liked to make espresso at least a couple of times a day, if I remember well. And I also took many of his courses. Most of them focused on analysis of romantic music. So we looked at Brahms, a lot of Brahms, late romantic composers. I think we looked at some Schumann, and then maybe some Mahler, if I remember well. At that time, in my 20s, I had little patience for Brahms. It takes time to understand the music of Brahms. And Larry introduced me to the depth of that counterpoint of that extremely well-designed music that had extraordinary chord progressions and wonderful forms. So I owe him my love for Brahms's music, which continues today. I actually teach his four symphonies every semester here at Cal State Northridge. I also, as I said, went to him with him to many concerts in DC, various ensembles, occasionally some orchestras. Had a chance to have dinner at his place a few times, and I also heard many stories from his youth in LA, growing up, studying at UCLA. He told me that his mother was particularly supportive of new music, of chamber music. I know that she was leading this Evenings on the Roof, which later became Monday Evening Concerts series in LA for a long time, a concert series that took place at LACMA, Los Angeles County Museum of Art. So when I graduated Maryland and eventually ended up in Los Angeles, we had a chance to reconnect because he came here quite often. So I remember doing some hikes in Malibu. He showed me a very nice hike that I'm still doing today with my daughter. We went to a concert at the LA Phil. They played The Rite of Spring, and that's a very memorable evening that I'll never forget. We had dinner. We had a really wonderful time in Los Angeles, just keeping up with his music, with my work. That was around the early 2000s. And then over the years, we stayed in touch. He always sent me his music, his recordings, news from his performances, and I continued talking to my students about his works, what I learned from him. It was a great period of my life, the late 90s, getting my doctorate, meeting Larry, learning about all the great composers that he met, hearing stories, funny stories, awkward, unusual stories about who said what and what happened at a certain concert. So I miss him a lot. Those were great years. I'm thinking of you, Larry. We're thinking of you. We miss you. Your music will be with us and with our students. Thank you for all these years, these wonderful years.